Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Secret. Think you wanna know a dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show for Friday, December 16th, 2022. This is our final secret show of the year.
It's the final secret show.
Just so you know, everyone, Sarah's plane is idling on the tarmac as we speak. It's waiting for her. The bags are loaded.
Yeah.
The pilot's in his seat.
Yep.
And everyone's waiting on the end of this broadcast. So,
yeah.
So this, it may be shorter than normal.
It may not be, though. Bryn put a lot of work into this episode. So, I'm going to get right to it. And we're going to talk through this. So, Bryn and I discussed earlier in the week, or maybe, I don't know when it was, maybe late last week, that, like, wouldn't it be fun to do, you know, we always do lists toward the end of the year. And I thought, you know, we had some amazing moments on The Secret Show this past year. Like, it's been a really fun year of Secret Shows because we're so fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone's, like, the world is falling apart. And it was, like, our one place where we could go and just, like, really speak our minds and stuff. So I thought there's probably some good ones. So you did this based on things we recalled, but also popularity of particular shows. So we're going to relive a few of these moments. Why don't you walk me through what you've chosen, Brittany?
Well, let's see. I have to open it first, but I'll just tell you what I did off the top of my head. I went through our programs that we upload all this stuff to, and I looked at all the stats and saw the ones that had the most downloads and the most listenership. So, because you can actually tell how many people listen and how long they listen. So sometimes people don't listen all the way through, whether they're, you know, busy or not, whatever.
Or they fucking hated it.
Or they hate the show.
Sorry about it.
But these ones have listened. They've been entirely listened to the most times. And they stood out to me, too. So I looked up, as I was looking at these dates, I'm like, what is that date from? So I looked at the corresponding post that Alex puts up, and I read about it. And sometimes his posts are pretty vague, so I listened to some of them. I'm like, oh, shit, that's the one where this happens. Well, it's
thank you
not
for the
your
compliment.
Fault, Alex.
Yeah, thank you for the compliment. No, it's, I appreciate
great.
It.
You know,
fuck you, Alex. Drop the ball, man.
No, it's great.
We
Alex
need
is,
more detailed
Alex
notes.
Alex great. Yeah, you know, so I did go back and listen to some of the podcasts myself, and it was actually very delightful to hear us picking things apart and saying really stupid things sometimes. And also, Alex is fucking phenomenal. That guy's a great addition.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, he was. I mean, he doesn't stun us and shock us as much as he used to, but still, he pulls off a thing where you go, oh, Jesus, this guy again.
He's funny. He's very, very quietly funny.
Quietly funny. All right, walk us through.
Oh, okay. Let me find my thing. You walk us through.
I don't know these. Do you want me to start at the top? You want me to start at number 10? Oh, number 10 again. Okay, I'm going from the top.
It's in no particular order. I don't. It's not ranked one. You know, it's just a list.
All right, we're going to go back in time to May 26th, 2022. You know, this show was The Secret Show live from Napa. I actually have kind of bad memories about it. Not bad, but like I remember that show was fucking crunchy.
Yeah,
like
it was.
like bad shit got said.
Well, there was that table number one.
Oh yeah, table number one. That was
super fun. That had all the best questions somehow.
Oh, this was the Bottle Rock show.
Bottle Rock Secret Show. Yeah.
Okay.
Where V Hale right. took over.
Okay.
Yeah, she went ham. That was a great day. I had a good time, and you know, it was awkward doing all the stuff and saying all the profanity in front of our bosses. But other than that, it's always fun to see our listeners, and it was the first, you know, big show since the pandemic.
Are we getting audio from any of these?
Oh no, I didn't plan on that.
Oh, I thought we were okay.
Oh, you want to be?
I was thinking that we'd hear a little.
I thought you had to go. I was like, run down this list and get the fuck out of here.
All right, I'm gonna run down the list then and get the fuck out of here. I'll do it. September 16th. In September of 2022, we finally got to have Village on the Secret Show, and it was his birthday too. I happen to know his birthday. September 16th.
Yeah, that's the day he told us about his Filipino wife and his broken leg.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsor.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, his bum knees. His bum knees. Yeah.
That was a funny
And video. He was supposed to come to Winterland, and his work got in the way. It sucks.
That was my first time meeting him as well.
Oh,
he's pretty cool.
He's a fun guy. You'd love him in person. He's just a great guy. He drinks, though. You guys
He's a dedicated guy, too. He limped all the way to the fucking Philippines.
He did, yeah. Yep. Wheelchaired his way through the airport. He got it done.
And went and hung out with her family, too.
I don't know. Number three, Ball Jimmy G. That was, people loved that. I loved that. The whole Ball Jimmy G. It was only like maybe 2 days of fun, but it was, in fact, I think we had V Hale on an extra day because we were so like, what is going to happen with Jimmy G?
We needed the update.
Jimmy G, we barely knew you.
Yeah. Oh, man.
He came and went like a flash.
Come on back, Jimmy G.
It was magic.
I actually don't. It was magic. That's how he got the job. What a dick. March 11th, 2022. A listener writes in asking about Alex's story he once told when he filled in for Bryn a long time ago. That is how we discovered Alex's A Way of Living.
I think that was the hooker one.
Yeah, sorry about that. Also, with that Jimmy G, I put right after that, and all of V Hale's dating shows. So they were actually really popular.
Because
I was looking at all the spikes, and I was like, I just can't keep putting V Hale's dating life, you know, over and over again, because she did have a saga that was continuously ongoing. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. And you're saying here, the table number one stuff and the V Hale dating stuff, those were the most popular shows.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
All right, the Cloverdale Forager person who has a friend who loves Paddington 2 and wears a shirt, wrote a book, The Lady That Advises Us Not to Do Anal Because She Can't Take It Off the Menu.
Yeah.
Oh.
So that was a bad advice. The same day the lady that wrote the book about, hey, Cloverdale, and I think you bought her book.
I did buy it, yeah.
Yeah, and then the bad advice the same day that was blaming us, that they were mad at us because they were saying like,
now that they've done it.
We encouraged the anal.
I don't encourage it. I tell people all the time, don't do it.
Yeah, you just kind of changed your stance recently.
And that was, no, I didn't. And that was the most downloaded of all the episodes this year.
Yeah, and so that lady was basically saying it's a lot harder to take something off the menu than it is to put it on.
She's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This one from January 8th, and I don't remember it. Mike Borden, the drummer for Faith No More.
Oh, yeah.
And the just a friend, answered the question, are you in Sarah's band or what? What did he say?
I think he said yeah.
Yeah, I think he said yeah, too.
Uh-huh.
Was it?
I love that guy.
Is he only in my band because his tour got canceled? Like if he
probably, yeah. But yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean
you should take that.
Obviously, I take it as a win. All right.
Yeah, hell yeah.
February 7th. February 23rd. This is number 7. February 23rd. V-Hale handles the trolls and gets a love letter from a listener. Was that when she went off on that Adam guy?
No, that wasn't alive when she went off. When she gets troll, she just does it super. In an epic way,
right?
You know?
In a way, nope. You're like, okay, I'll never troll you again.
We call her aggro when she's normal. So when she's pissed, you know it.
Right, right.
April Fool's Day of this year, which this is not an April Fool's thing at all, but it is on April 1st. An update about a bad advice about a couple who dated during the lockdown and moved to she moved to a different state for him. This is not that I don't remember.
No,
that was a bad advice though. That was really fun. I remember it.
Mm.
So, that's right. She moved and hated it, right?
Yeah,
or something.
No, that was it.
Did she move back?
I don't remember the end result, but I remember all of this stuff, like, you know, vaguely, but not in detail. Mm-hmm. But now, what number are we at?
Here comes number 9. Okay. September 9th of this year. An intimate discussion with a special guest. That was Mags the baker. Mags the, she lives in a commune, you know?
Oh, right.
She's a hairy lady.
The swinger.
Yeah, swinger, but also weirdly like family, like swings within her family, like of friends. It was like,
I think I have her labeled in my phone as swinger butt plug girl.
Oh, swinger butt plug girl. Hairy, you should put hairy. Remember, she was like, she had a picture on her Instagram of her bikini was just like, tarantula legs coming out of there.
Awesome.
She was in a commune and a cult. Obviously, we're joking, but also not. And number 10, this one is clearly written by Bryn.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Today's show is a huge hit where we share how thankful we are for all our fucking amazing listeners. And that right there is the truest thing ever said on this show. You guys are fucking amazing. And dirty. You're dirty pigs is what you are listening to this show. Hoping we'll talk about sex. You know you are. Lie about it. Hey, look, we'll be back refreshed and ready to take on all your problems for 2023. So if anything goes down over that, we love holiday stories that go, you know, when things go horribly awry or whatever questions may arise. Mm-hmm. I'm personally looking forward to an engagement announcement in the new year. Not to mention, of course, the new baby that we're adding to the group.
Who's G engaged?
Nicole, obviously.
Oh, I
see. Oh, I was going to say, who are you talking about? Not Ailes married.
Beefcake. Beefcake.
I'm already engaged. What are you talking about?
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing about that. The Secret Show made that match for sure. Well, his mom, I think, really deserves most of the credit, but still.
Beefcake. I can't believe it took.
I can't. It is sort of stunning how much time's gone by now.
Yeah.
Like, they live together. They've got a dog. They have a fur baby. Unreal. All right, that's going to do it for today's Secret Show.
I wonder if Rose is, like, thrilled that Coco moved out.
Oh,
Rose
yeah.
was her mom's name, right?
Yep. I think they've only got one daughter left now, right?
Yeah, Rose kind of owes us, doesn't she?
That's right.
Yeah, Rose and Nick, they both owe us.
Yeah.
Send checks to 865 Battery.
Thank
you. Care of Alex, I guess.
I appreciate it.
All right, have a great holiday season. We'll see you back here on the 3rd of
Merry January. Christmas, right. Happy New Year, the end.